It's Friday, time to talk business with Jack Robinson. Hey, Jack.
Morning, Steve.
Jack is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. We check in with him on Friday mornings. A legal battle could be brewing between PG&E and the city of Roseville over a new natural gas transmission line. Now, there's a lot of concern about the danger of explosions in the aftermath of the deadly 2010 pipeline explosion in San Bruno. Is that what this is all about?
Safety is part of the story, but it's also about money. This is a dispute that's been simmering for years since before the housing downturn, and now that that growth is back, PG&E is moving ahead with plans for a big 30-inch line that would go into the west end of Roseville, where, of course, a lot of homes are planned. Now, the issue is how deep that line should be buried. PG&E wants to put it down 3 to 5 feet, which it says is sort of the standard depth. Roseville sued in June, saying it should be 12 feet down to avoid conflicts with all the stuff, you know, other kinds of utilities that will get put underground once the area is developed. So burying it deeper would make the work much more expensive, of course. So, but on the other hand, this is a touchy issue for PG&E, which has been accused of cutting corners on safety elsewhere. So a court date is scheduled for November, but I would not be surprised to see if this gets settled.
The Business Journal reports this week on a growing problem for doctors that work in solo practices or small groups. We've got so many big hospitals and medical groups in the Sacramento area. I guess I really didn't think doctors did solo acts anymore.
It's an interesting evolution in the healthcare scene. Some doctors still do have their own practices or work with a couple of partners, but it's getting to be increasingly rare because of the way the economics of medicine are changing. You know, it's hard for a small practice to bargain with insurers, pay for technology, be on call 24/7, all that stuff. So younger docs are flocking to big groups, often affiliated with a particular hospital system, as you say. So, they have economies of scale that work better.
What's the new problem for doctors who are still in small practices?
You know, these doctors tend to be older, and many of them are finding they can't sell their practices when they retire. This used to be sort of part of the business model. You build up a practice, you bring in a younger partner, you sell your business, gave you a nice little cushion in retirement, and left your patients in trusted hands. But in many cases, retiring doctors now can't find buyers. And some doctors, you know, still are committed to small practices, but it looks like they will soon be the exception to the rule.
And on the pastry front, we have news this week of a surprising comeback. A local bakery that went from boom to bust is back.
So this would be icing on the cupcake, which you may remember was a big thing after it opened in Rockland in 2007. And then by 2013, it had 4 stores, but for reasons that are not entirely clear, the chain went into bankruptcy and shut down. The economy was starting to come back, so it's not really the recession we can blame necessarily. The new owner reopened the original store that year and has slowly been building back the business. And the latest is that the chain will open 2 more stores. It's in growth mode again. One of those is going to be in Folsom, one in Midtown. It looks like this is probably a fundamentally sound business that just needed a fresh start.
Thanks, Jack.
You're welcome, Steve.
Jack Robinson is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. You can hear our previous conversations at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.